Outdoor Campus West update with John Canta. John here.
So, Mr. Chairman, if John is not with us, I can cover this real quickly, if you may.
Sure, you bet.
So, it is real unfortunate news that I'm going to share with the commission is we lost one of our employees here a couple weeks ago, Keith Winterstein. He was a naturalist at the Outdoor Campus West. He died very unexpectedly. He was highly involved with our Hunting 101 program, youth events, youth activities. His goal in life and mission in life was to get people outdoors to hunt and fish. And he wore that on his sleeve every single day. For those of you that knew Keith, full of energy, full of excitement, and full of passion to get folks outdoors. And we're going to miss Keith very dearly in this department. He was the exact example and the exact person we needed to motivate folks that never picked up a gun or a fishing rod and get them out and give it a try. And he was really good at it. He was really, really good at connecting people to the outdoors. And with that, we want to really recognize Keith and his legacy he's left behind. We're looking at naming that outdoor shooting facility, that new archery shooting facility, after Keith Winterstein, and looking at putting a little memorial plaque out there, and just recognizing him for all of his efforts. And the mission he was on is the mission GF&P continues to pursue each and every day. So I think John might be on the phone. I think he was having some technical difficulties, but John, if you're with us, please feel free to continue the conversation.
Kevin, this is Tom. You're correct. He's having some technical difficulties. He's on the call, but nobody can hear him.
Okay, well, I'll just finish up then. I just got a text from him while I was speaking. So another thing we'd like to do, commissioners, and Secretary Hepler, we'd like to have a youth hunt in Keith Winterstein's name as well. A hunt very similar to the ones he was in charge of and conducted as being an employee of Game Fish and Parks. So with those two things, we hope to carry on his legacy. We hope to continue the mission he so proudly did each and every day. And he was so good at it. He was full of energy, full of passion, and the department's going to miss him dearly. So not the best news to share, some sad news to share, but his legacy will carry on in this department for sure. So with that, I just wanted to share an update and make sure Keith was recognized and his efforts were recognized.
Okay.